Welcome to the Cybersecurity Podcast, where we explore the ever-evolving landscape of digital security, discussing strategies to protect personal and organizational data from cyber threats. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has issued important warnings concerning vulnerabilities in two Apache projects, RocketMQ and Superset. RocketMQ, a widely used distributed messaging and streaming platform for high-throughput, reliable communication among applications, has a bug that is reportedly being exploited in recent attacks. This has sparked concerns among its users and administrators. The exact details of this bug and the scale of its exploitation have not been disclosed yet. In response to this risk, CISA encourages users to promptly update their RocketMQ installations to the most recent version. The Apache RocketMQ developers are actively addressing this vulnerability. Simultaneously, CISA has spotlighted vulnerabilities within Apache Superset, a popular data visualization and exploration platform. These vulnerabilities, which could result in remote code execution on systems running Superset, are yet to be fully detailed by CISA. The possibility of remote code execution represents a serious threat that should not be underestimated. To mitigate this risk, like the RocketMQ bug, users are advised to upgrade their installations of Superset to the latest version. As the security landscape is continuously changing, it is vital for users of these Apache projects to stay informed and apply any new updates or patches promptly as released by the developers. Ensuring that the software is updated is a fundamental step towards maintaining the security of our digital environments. In China's latest news, intriguing developments have been noted in the cyber arena. There are recent reports pointing towards China exploiting vulnerabilities in the systems of technology companies to gather intelligence for its own use, raising alarm about the level of surveillance and cyber espionage taking place within the country. However, not all is worrisome in China's cyber landscape. The country is adopting a proactive approach against cybercrimes and human trafficking in Southeast Asia, with the Chinese government spearheading a crackdown on these problems to enhance regional security. This initiative indicates China's dedication to reinforcing cooperation and battling cross-border criminal activities. In its pursuit of a safe digital landscape, China has instituted a mandate requiring technology companies operating within its jurisdiction to reveal any system vulnerabilities. This policy aims at bolstering the resilience of China's digital infrastructure and safeguarding crucial systems from cyber threats. China's cyber initiatives are not limited to its immediate vicinity. The nation has been noted to extend its cyber activities to the South China Sea, the Indo-Pacific region, and even to European targets. This demonstrates that the reach of China's cyber capabilities is indeed global. As the cyber world continues to heat up with growing tensions, it will be captivating to track how China's cyber policies and strategies evolve in the foreseeable future, and its influence on the world's cyber landscape. In recent FBI news, it was confirmed that hackers affiliated with North Korea stole a whopping $41 million in cryptocurrency from an online casino. The Lazarus Group, a notorious hacking organization from North Korea, was identified by the FBI as the perpetrators behind the exploitation of the stake platform. This cyberattack led to a significant loss of cryptocurrency funds. This recent event further substantiates the FBI's allegations against the Lazarus Group for their part in the $41 million hack on stake.com. In today's Google News, we cover some important updates in the realm of cybersecurity. Notably, there are reports of state hackers recently exploiting new zero-day exploits, which are vulnerabilities in software undetectable to developers, to target security researchers. These attacks underscore the complexity in fortifying defenses against such threats. On the brighter side, Google has introduced real-time phishing protection in Chrome. This upgrade, available to all Chrome users, aims to protect users from phishing scams that dupe them into sharing sensitive information or inadvertently installing harmful software. With real-time protection, Chrome is now capable of detecting and alerting users of potential scams promptly, augmenting its security layer. Despite these developments, it is alarming how cybercriminals continually devise innovative ways to exploit technology. There have been instances where Google Looker Studio, recognized for data visualization and business intelligence, has been compromised in cryptocurrency phishing attacks. Cybercriminals, masquerading behind this platform, have successfully tricked victims to disclose their credentials or part with funds into forged accounts. These situations underline how crucial it is to remain watchful and adopt cybersecurity best practices to safeguard personal and financial details online. That concludes today's news briefing. Stay with us for future updates on the dynamic landscape of technology and cybersecurity. In recent Microsoft news, there have been multiple alarming reports of security breaches involving Chinese hackers. a number of incidents involved the compromise of a Microsoft engineer's account, gaining unauthorized access to the accounts of U.S. government officials. This intrusion highlights serious concerns about the security of sensitive information and potential implications for national security. Simultaneously, Chinese hackers have been reported to exploit flaws in Microsoft's security systems. In one instance, they breached senior U.S. officials' emails by stealing sensitive data from Microsoft engineers, underscoring the vulnerability of personal and government accounts to sophisticated cyberattacks. Worryingly, this trend extended to an incident where a Chinese espionage group manipulated Microsoft's mistakes in a crash dump error to gain unauthorized access to critical information. This incident emphasizes the need for companies like Microsoft to prioritize security measures. These breaches appear to extend to the theft of critical security keys as well. Chinese cyber spies stole a signing key from the Windows crash dump, raising concerns about the overall security of Microsoft systems, while another breach revealed that China's Storm 0558 group exploited security gaps to steal a signing key and breach user emails at 25 enterprise organizations. Furthermore, similar reports highlight successful attempts by Chinese hackers to gain unauthorized access to a Microsoft consumer key by compromising an engineer's corporate account, impacting 25 organizations, including government agencies. These breaches emphasize the persistent threat of cyber espionage and the need for stronger cybersecurity measures. Chinese cyber threats aren't limited to unauthorized system access and theft of secure keys. Chinese social media campaigns aimed at impersonating U.S. voters have been identified, spotlighting potential manipulation of public opinion and undermining of democratic processes. Notably, global cyber threats also involve North Korean hackers, as indicated by Microsoft's warning about these hackers targeting Russian entities. This underlines the international nature of cyber threats and the need for international cooperation to combat them. Overall, these various incidents underscore the urgent need for improved security measures, underscoring the ongoing necessity to fight against cyber threats from nation-state actors. They serve as stark reminders of the constant vigilance required in cybersecurity and the importance of robust measures to protect sensitive information. In the latest development in tackling cybercrime, the United States and the United Kingdom have taken significant actions against members of the notorious TrickBot and Conti cybercrime syndicates. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, has issued indictments against 9 Russians suspected to be linked to the TrickBot malware. These cybercriminals are believed to be responsible for ransomware attacks and other malicious activities. The DOJ particularly highlights their alleged exploitation of vulnerabilities during the COVID-19 pandemic, targeting hospitals in this precarious time. The US and UK have imposed sanctions that aim to disrupt the Russian-linked TrickBot hacker syndicate's operations. This group is known for a range of malevolent activities, such as stealing banking credentials, running ransomware campaigns, and utilizing malware to compromise computer networks. The indictment of these individuals and the imposition of sanctions serve a clear message from the US and UK authorities. They express zero tolerance towards cybercrime, especially ransomware attacks, which can jeopardize critical infrastructure and public health. These measures can be seen as part of a broader effort by governments and law enforcement agencies worldwide to protect individuals and organizations from the ever-evolving threats of malware and ransomware attacks. The hope is that these actions will suppress cybercriminal activities and contribute to a more secure and resilient digital environment. In light of these developments, we remind our audience to maintain vigilance and implement robust cybersecurity protocols. Ensure you stay tuned for continuing updates on this story. Thank you for joining us today as we explore the intricate world of cybersecurity, delving into its challenges, advancements, and the importance of staying vigilant and protecting ourselves in our ever-evolving digital landscape.